Let's go to the overnight power outages now that have affected many homes around the country. And our reporter Aisling Kenny is here with the latest. Aisling, how many homes without power after last night's storms?
Well, Chris, 10,000 homes, farms and businesses woke up to no power this morning. Now, ESB crews have been working around the clock to restore people who lost power. And that number has now reduced to 3,000. A yellow weather warning was issued by Met Éireann last night, but that expired at 7 o'clock this morning. The forecaster says that while the bad weather has passed, heavy rain showers are forecast for the next few days.
Do we know where people are without power? What parts of the country are worst affected, or is it general?
It's the south of the country, in parts of Wexford and the southern part of the country is worst affected.
Okay, now let's move on, because Dublin City Council this morning issuing bathing notices, prohibitions for certain beaches in and around the capital.
Yes, that's right. Well, two statements from two different county councils this afternoon about overflows from wastewater treatment plants following that bad weather. Dunleary County Council has issued a bathing prohibition notice for Sea Point, Sandy Cove, the 40-foot Killiney and White Rock, and they say these will be in place until 6 o'clock this morning. It says it will continue to assess the risk to water quality in those areas, but for now people are being advised to avoid swimming in the area. Separately, Dublin City Council has said it received notification from Irish Water that there had been significant overflow from the storm storage tanks at the Ringsend Water Treatment Plant. Now that's affected beaches, a number of beaches in Dublin, including so there has been three bathing beaches in Dublin City Council,
Dollymount,
Merion and Sandymount beaches. So again, people are being advised to avoid swimming in those areas.
Okay, Aisling, we leave it there.